First, the polls. When you look at the polls, do you think they're an accurate reflection of where it is? Most every poll that I've seen have you behind some double digit.
I've seen polls where numbers are all over the map. But what I've also seen, at least our own internal polling shows, that we're trending in the right direction. We're outperforming from where John McCain is. And I think right now, most pollsters also have suggested that given this wild roller coaster of national economy and the anxiety, that trying to get an accurate reflection of where people are right now is tough to do. So, I mean, we're out here. I'm getting great responses everywhere we've gone. We've had a very aggressive schedule. We'll continue to have over the next 19 days, and I think people are responding to my message of wanting to select a governor that reflects their values, which I do. Someone who has a vision for moving our state forward, which, again, I do, and just the difference in integrity, which is something that I think is very key for me and is a significant difference from the Attorney General, who's been part of this status quo cronyism here in our state government for the last two decades plus.
You mentioned John McCain. How much is your race tied to the top of the ticket?
I think as long as the presidential race remains competitive in our state, which it is, which it will, I think. I don't suspect that either candidate is going to start to really build a double-digit lead. I think if that were the case, truly, if either Senator McCain or Senator Obama were to break out here in Missouri and to, go up by 8, 10, 12 points, I think it would affect the governor's race. Otherwise, I think if it remains fairly close and competitive, then I think it doesn't affect the governor's race.
You talked about trending in the right direction, but what will it take to close the gap and actually come on top?
I think it's just, again, people are just now really paying attention they've been more concerned about their 401ks. They've seen this, Dow Jones go down 778 points, up 900 points, down another 700 points. I mean, I think folks are really starting now to pay attention to this governor's race, and I think especially looking for a candidate for governor who speaks to their issues of importance. And right now, the economy, this is a pocketbook election. That's why we proposed a number of these proposals to keep our state, because we are competing against not just our neighboring states, we're competing against the entire Midwest, and even trying to keep jobs here that keep them from going to other lands. And so the idea, of course, today, more jobs is an idea to, in the short term, really give a boost to our state economy. I think that's the type of message people are looking for, and so we'll continue to tout that message.
One last question, that is, you talked about Jay Nixon being part of status quo, but he's trying to he's made this a Washington versus Missouri, tried to link you with Congress. Are you fighting a dual front war against a reputation of Congress, which is low in all the polls you've seen, and against Jay Nixon?
Well, I think right now the whole, from Senator Obama through all candidates, this is, quote unquote, a change election. I mean, you've heard that term over and over again. Just as Senator McCain said in the presidential debate last night, George Bush is not on the ballot. Governor Matt Blunt's not on the ballot. I hope people in the state of Missouri consider what each of us offers, the Attorney General and myself. And so, I don't know. It's easy to take shots at Washington. And it's easy to try to pile on as far as the economy is concerned. Somehow, say that that I helped cause what happened in Wall Street, when in fact I voted against the bailout twice, and stood up to even my own president on it. But I think people are looking for leadership, and leadership requires some political courage and vision to move our state along. And I think I've offered that, continue to offer it, and we're getting great response.